Okay, letter 72, Ayin Beis. Says Rav Usha, Kol kisufecha leheskashras. What you desire, everything you're looking for, is connection. Now, people talk a lot about that today. Looking for connection, looking for relationships, a way to connect. So apparently, the writer of this letter said he's looking for heskashras, he's looking for connections. Have connections in this world to other people, for business, for relationships. So Rav Usha says, Kol kisufecha leheskashras, your entire desire to have connections, tzvichim lihiyos mufnim leheskashras im aboi baruch hu. It needs to be open. It needs to be for the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person's desire to have connections is so that he should be connected to Hashem. That's the big connection. Ki ze kol tafkidin v'tachliseinu b'chai. This is my tafkid, this is our tachlis in this world. This is why Hashem brought us before Har Sinai. It was just a few days ago we had Shavuos. V'nesan lada Torah emes. And mitzvahs, He gave us the Torah HaKadosha, which is emes, and the mitzvahs. K'minyan v'reina v'gidenu. Each one, each mitzvah corresponds, we know, to 613 parts of our body, 613 mitzvahs. She called Aver v'gid yiba'achdas achas yimetzias shaboy sonu. The reason why the mitzvahs are 613 connected the limbs and the sinews in our bodies is because we're supposed to connect with Hashem Yisbarach through the Torah. And it's a perfect match. Every Aver is supposed to connect with Hashem Yisbarach. So he continues. V'chol avonis ha'enosh bo'in l'mazeh. The entire purpose of man in this world, olam hagashmi, olam hasiyah, that we have to work in a very physical world, in a world to toil, hu lehagia darcho al af hamechshoylim, is to rise above all the mechshoylim, all the stumbling blocks, v'hakoytzim, and the thorns, v'hadardarim shel hateva el haborei, to overcome all of the obstacles of the teva in this world, to come to Hashem, to connect to Hashem. V'yefshar lavar eskol hamechshoylim shel kashyus ha'ev shel haguf, but the guf, the body, is very stubborn. And he puts up a big fight. And it's impossible, he says, to overcome all of the challenges. Until we come to recognize with the truth and remoida with our mouths and in our hearts completely and live a life with a very true and filled hakara of how dangerous it is, this fight with the Yetzer Hara. Shebareinu Yitzray, that Hashem created it, we can't come to be matzliach in this world with our tafkin unless we realize the tremendous danger it is to have Yitzhara, but to recognize as well that the purpose of having Yitzhara and our being in this world is the constant milchama which we wage with the Yitzhara. By day, by night, as he calls it, kol hayayim, kol alayla, shal kol yom eshneis chayinu. Every day, every night, of all the days of our lives on this world. And through the storminess and the turbulence of this world, the storm and the crashing waves of everything which has to do with life, a person has to see himself that he's a place of ayin. And when he does that, nothing can tear him down, no wave will be too strong, because it just goes right through him. He's an ayin, and therefore he's able to withstand all of these tests. He fulfills, he's zayicha to fulfill upon himself and on his flesh. As he's quoted many times, mibsari echsaleka, that a person, he purifies himself, he purifies the guf, the stubbornness of the guf, versus the neshama. Zuhi his kashras habari. This is the connection that we're looking for. And all the challenges that we go through in life is to be mezachicha, to purify ourselves, to be able to have this connection which you're looking for. This is the type of hiskashris and the emuna which the gedolim had, that they have and that they had, those who preceded us, to be meiser nefesh. They were meiser nefesh to be zeicha, to fulfill this purpose of creation. Until they reach the state of Nitzchias, the eternity of a tzaddik. Because they became connected with Hashem. Hashem is Nitzchi, and our job is to connect with Hashem, to be Dovik, and then everything which applies to Hashem applies to us too. But Derech Bechirasim, because they made that choice. They wanted to be eternal. But he's saying something so important. He's saying that we look at the Yetzer Hara as almost like an inconvenience. Like we're trying to do things in this world and the Yetzer Hara gets in the way. And we're trying to daven and to learn and the Yetzer Hara gets in the way. It's not that the Yetzer Hara gets in the way. That's the real work. It's not like there's davening and there's learning and then the Yetzer Hara is kind of causing me problems. He says the whole tachlis is to work with this Yetzer Hara. It's to get rid of this Yetzer Hara. Matan Torah wasn't just the giving of the Torah. Chazal said that Hashem was oikir Yetzer Hara milibam. Hashem uprooted the Yetzer Hara from them. Barasi Torah, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tachlin. The Torah has a purpose of working with the Yetzer Hara. The whole purpose in how we succeeded in securing the Torah, the Gemara says, is because Moshe had a good time to tell the Malachim. He says, do you have a Yetzer Hara? No, well we do. And that's how we were zeichet to the Torah. So it's a mission that this Yetzer Hara has to be dealt with, and when we do that, then the dveikus, that kesher, that connection that we're looking for, takes place. That's Shlav Aleph of the letter, and then he moves into a second point in his response to the sender. Binyani Parnasa Secha, and in regards to your Parnasa, Da'alecha, you have to know, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hazan, Hu HaMefarnes. We say this in benching every day. Hashem is the one who provides. He provides us berachamim, v'chesed, v'racham, v'hu balasibais, with tremendous care and kindness and compassion. And everything which happens in this world, He orchestrates everything. V'le hasiba hi ha-mefarnasas. It's not because you have this job that you have parnasa. Nothing to do with the job. V'chol siba sa-parnasa, shakadosh baruch hu mazmin adam. And every avenue that a person has, that Hashem provides that avenue, Hashem provides it. K'dei she'adam yavim derech hasiba sa-ilu es-mashem v'ashem v'menu. The whole reason why we have these avenues is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us through these avenues. Milamala, from above. Deruch el-Masi al-Tatikim Nasha. Hashem is communicating with us. If this doesn't work, if it's not working out, it's this guy, or it's this email, or it's this thing which is slowing down, supposed to go through, it never came through. Why is that? These are just tools that Hashem used to communicate to us. To tell us that has nothing to do with the job, has nothing to do with the business, has to do with my communication with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's talking to me, he's saying something, he wants us to do tshuva, he wants us to come close, there's something going on, and to recognize Be'emuna Shleima, like we have said many times, that it's only the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we're always interacting only with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no matter who and what we're dealing with. So the Gemara says that every Seder in Mishnah corresponds to a certain word in a Pasuk, in I think it's Yeshaya and the Navi. And Seder Zeraim is from the word Emunas, V'haya Emunas Itacha. And Tosfos there explains, Shemamin B'chai Ho'elam Mizareya, that it's called Emunas because planting is, back in the day, that was the source of Al Parnasa, is the food which we eat. Now today there's so many various types of ways to make money and to buy food, but Min HaTorah, from that standpoint, work in the field is parnasa. And Seder Zeraim, which has to do with work in the field, the Torah calls that emunas, that a person has emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes out to plant. Not that he just goes to work and he hopes he makes a few bucks. He has emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he goes out to work. Because the work is not, it's not a tool. It's Hashem's tool. But it's just a way for us to be malbish the fact that everything is nes. Kach kol sibayis ha-parnasa shel ha-adam tzich lias al derech emuna hazayis. Whatever avenue, if that's the right word, keep using it, that a person finds to use to be able to have a parnasa, it has to be b'derech emunah zayis, with this teaching of emunah, which I'm telling you, v'lois sichlai, not to rely on your good charm or your wits, or b'kiyusei b'masamata, because you have a lot of experience in this trade, ma'ashirin I say, that's what's going to make it work for me, ki'a'oishir v'hakavim milfan avispach. We say this pasuk every day before we're in davening, before we go to work, that a person should know very clearly, today and every day, ha'oishir v'hakavim milfanacha. What it takes to have a shiris, all it takes is emuna. And I give you bracha. You should have atzlacha in everything which you do. This is the ikar bracha. That you should have a clarity. To know what's ikar. What is your ikar in your life? What is your tafels in your life? That's the sign of a true chacham. And what's the ikr? We all know what it is. It's a pasuk in Torah. What Hashem wants from us is not to make a good parnasa. He takes care of that. He wants us to have yira, and He wants us to have a hava. We should be amongst those who do His will.